Hi, this is a dictation for Cynthia Oliver, CYNTHIAOLIVER. Date of service is 9/25/2025. The patient presents that he's suffering from ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back. And both shoulders, shooting pain to both arms and both legs, according to her. The patient has all of these pains along with headaches around 7 to 8 to begin with. And he she was involved in a rear-ending accident. At an unknown speed of the other car in Detroit. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Patient was not seen at the emergency room immediately, but she went to be at Corwell Hospital next day. The patient has undergone a conservative treatment with the physical therapy and a chiropractic treatment for almost a year since the time of accident. And the pain level still remains 7 to 8. And ADLs are affected 6. Patient reports only 30% improvement in her symptoms. Please review the records for ADL for system review and substance abuse and a compliance history. In the physical examination, general review is the patient is is fairly alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And hydration is good, attitude is good, demeanor is good, dress and hygiene is good. And she's able to walk very well without any antalgic gait. No symptoms of pain or any faces of pain or. Any disability is noticed. The musculoskeletal examination reveals the following. Cervical flexion is 28, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion, left side is 25, right side is 15, bilateral rotation is around 40 degrees, flexion of the lumbar spine is 39 degrees, extension 14, lumbar lateral left is 19 and lumbar lateral right is 21 degrees. The strength is 3x5 in the upper extremities and 4x5 in the lower extremities. He's able to walk reasonably well. No tenderness is noticed in the spine from C1 to L5. He's able to lift 8 pounds to 10 pounds now for a shorter periods, but she has a poor grip in both the upper extremities. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was negative. Lermit test is positive. Sperling sign is positive. Distraction test is positive. Sotal test was negative. Thoracic spine, Roos and Slum test negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg raising test positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. And Brudzinski Kernick test was negative. SI joints are mildly tender with the standing flexion test, Ely compression test, distraction test negative, and Faber test, Gonsolin test are positive. Examination of extremities reveals that the thoracic spine, both the shoulders examination are normal with normal range of motions, and Hawken Kennedy test and MPBRCAN test are negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Slight decreased strength in the upper extremity is noticed to 3x5. MRIs for cervical spine are positive for a disc herniation at C5-6 and C6-7 with bilateral foramen stenosis. Thoracic spine, there's a disc bulge at T7 and 8, and T10 and 11, there is a disc herniation with mild central canal stenosis. At L2-3, bilateral paracentral disc herniation and mild canal stenosis. L3-4, there is a posterior disc bulge. L4-5, also there is a disc bulge. L5-S1, there is a disc bulge with a mild canal stenosis and bilateral foramen stenosis, mild to moderate. In addition, patient has L2-3 to L5-S1 facetoligamentous hypertrophy. The patient has been advised to consider having injections to the LESI times 4, facet joint injections from L2 to L5 and S1 times 2, and cervical epidural times 2. Regarding the brain MRI, with NeuroQuant was found positive. And bilateral anterior cingulate gyrus volumes are low. Bilateral middle temporal and left inferior temporal gyrus volumes low in the temporal lobe. And that's about it. Rest of the parietal lobe, frontal lobe, occipital lobe, and brainstem, they're all normal. Cerebral volume and cortical volumes are all normal. Patient has been provided a order for doing neuropsychiatric evaluation, which she has not done. And patient eventually refuses all the injections. In writing, she has signed. She also failed to do a EMG for upper and lower extremities for her constant complaint of numbness and tingling. A repeat MRI for the brain was ordered, but has not been done yet. The functional analysis was done and has been incorporated in this physical exam. Patient was last seen on 8/7/2025. And patient refuses to take any medications. Patient also refused to go to a spine surgeon for a consultation regarding possible surgery and possible spinal cord stimulation, but she is not interested. All she wants is to do massage and physical therapy, which I have ordered reluctantly. And I personally believe that she can start doing a light duty job somewhere else instead of being a profession at nursing, where she is not able to perform 100%. And she can join a part time, but she is adamant for not being able to work. I believe her pain is, her pain may be there, but she's exaggerating her complaints than it is there. Thank you. She'll be seen in 1 month's time, or we may just discharge her because I think we do not believe her. Sorry, I'll strike the last part of it, you know, the last two sentences. Thank you.